Blog Talk Radio.
Reverend Lamar Townsend. Let my life be a worship. Let my life be a praise. Let my life be a blessing, giving glory to your name. Certainly, we want our life to be a worship and to be a praise that gives God glory, honor, and praise. That is from, that selection was from David Frazier. And certainly, we want you to know that we don't own the rights to any of the music that you hear on today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, and to you. In the midst of all that is going on in the world, in the midst of global pandemic, in the midst of the crisis, in the midst of hysteria, in the midst of political unrest, riots, robberies, killings, We want you to know that God is still on the throne, that God sees all and he knows all, that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. And the Bible says that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. And certainly we know that God has all power in his hand. And certainly we are here to encourage you today, to uplift you, to inspire you through the message, through the words, and through the song. We want you to let your family and friends know that they can also log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. We are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want you to know that all our shows are archived, and so you can listen anytime, day or night, if you perhaps should miss any part of the show. We want you to listen in those times. Amen. You can reach us. We are on social media. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We are on Twitter. And certainly we are on Tumblr. And certainly you can reach out to us on those social media platforms. And certainly we'll be delighted to befriend you. And certainly you can listen. You can like us. And certainly we can correspond in that way. If you would like to call us in studio, I want you to know that we will open up the lines in a little while when you can call in and speak to our guests. Our studio number is 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. Take down that number and you can call us at the appropriate time. If you'd like to write us, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip is 11550. If you'd like to send us an email, you can email us at globalgospel17@gmail.com. Again, we thank you for all our listeners across the United States of America, those that are across the world. We thank God for you and you and you. We thank you for your continued support. And certainly we do have a special guest that will be sharing with us in studio in just a little while. So we want you to stay tuned. I do want to share our theme scripture with you, our listeners. Perhaps this is your first time listening in to Global Gospel. But our theme scripture comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. And it says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." So we are here today with the gospel. What is the gospel? The gospel is the good news. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone, rich, poor, black, white, yellow. The gospel is here for you, to heal you, to deliver you, to save you, and to set you free. And so we thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. In a few minutes, we will be hearing from our special guest. And continue to let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your our Father which is in heaven. This next selection, I like to play this, and I play this from time to time, and it is from the legendary Clark Sisters, and it simply says that God made us an instrument of praise. So we want you to stay tuned, and we will very shortly be hearing from our special guest, Instrument of Praise, Clark Sister. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Crafted and molded, sculpted and folded, designed to praise in every way, gifted with music, anointed with lyrics. You made me an instrument of praise. Crafted and molded, sculpted and folded, designed to praise. Yeah. it with me.
God bless you. We are back and you are listening to Global Gospel. God made us an instrument of praise, and we are going to introduce our very special guest on today. And I'm not going to tell you the voice of that person, but the introductory voice is here with us in studio. Stay tuned. He is known to be all natural and can see his way through any composition. Someone asked the question, how long has he been this way? He's always sharp and he's never flat. He flows like streams of a river and never skips a beat. Anita Baker testified and said, he's the same old love from beginning to the end, 365 days of the year. He wears many hats and he wears them well. He's a hometown hero known around the world. The first one to get the party started and the last one to leave. He has the discipline of a general. He's the appetizer in the main course. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I introduce to some and present to others, Frank Abel.
God bless you.
Yes, sir. Frank Abel.
Yes, sir. I'm honored and blessed. I'm honored by your words and blessed to witness.
Okay. So just for clarity, those were the words of Marlon Townsend and not myself. I don't want to take all the credit. So how are you today, sir?
I'm doing fine. I'm blessed. COVID passed me by, so I'm really blessed. And it's an amazing time. Doing good. Woke up this morning by the grace of God. And here I stand talking to you on this wonderful day and on this Global Gospel Radio program. I'm totally excited.
Yes, and we're excited to have you here, that you are able to take time out of your busy schedule just to stop by and share with us the wonderful world of music. And certainly somebody said that music satisfies. Music is good to our soul. And so we thank you,
sir,
for sharing with us. And we do have, we want to those listeners to know that our call-in number is 619-924-0800. We'll give you time to shout out our special guest in a few minutes. But we want Mr. Abel, we're going to tell us a little bit about the selection that we're going to play. It's found on YouTube, the Frank Abel Reel. And so why don't you introduce us to that selection?
Well, there's two selections on that YouTube.
Yes, selection.
The first one is What a Wonderful World. And the second one was a gospel song that I wrote many years ago called Thank You. We all know what that means, is thank you, Heavenly Father. But What a Wonderful World was one of the first songs that my father used to play on his old hi-fi and the stereos. And when I started performing professionally and actually started singing, it was one of the first songs I learned to sing because I could imitate Louis' voice. But my father never heard me sing it. And every time I sing it, I think of him, and it meant the world to me. I performed it for most of my students over the years, and just to share that message of what a wonderful world it would be if we could all just have peace and love. And it's apropos now with so many people working together to no justice, no peace, and hopefully we can have some peace, and what a wonderful world it would be.
Amen. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen, listeners, the Frank Abel Reel. Stay tuned.
A rainbow, so pretty in the sky. It's also on the faces of the people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying hi. made me cry. And I watched them grow. They'll know much more than I ever know. And I think to myself, and I hope and I pray, oh, what a wonderful world. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can't hear you. Let's give it up for Miss Carr Hicks and these wonderful children. So quiet. Come on, please. I was going to do another number, but since we're moving this Holy Spirit around, we want to protect our children as they travel. We know the roads are rough. Traveling in mercies is something that we always ask for. So I'm going to need your help, all this audience participation. A little reggae groove. A while ago, so I need two-part harmony. Here we go. I need you to sing this part. The words are easy.
Thank you, thank you.
Second part.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Let me hear some of you sing that for me. Come on, very easy.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
I need a high part. You keep singing that. Yesterday,
trying hard to find my way, looked over my shoulder and who did I see?
Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen. That is the voice you've been listening to, Mr. Frank Abel. And certainly we want you to check him out, and you can listen to that in its whole entirety. Mr. Abel, you talked a little bit in your introducing this selection about your father. Has music always been a part of your life and upbringing?
Yes. My mother and father were very instrumental in my career. They were both teachers, both educators. And I had no intention of being a teacher because I saw what it did to them. And
what did it do to them?
when I was graduating from high school, I got a scholarship offer to Howard. And at the same time, I had auditioned to play keyboards with a pretty famous artist at that time. She's still famous, but pretty famous artist. And I was going to leave the scholarship alone and go. I got the gig with this artist, and my daddy said, "No, that artist has her own. You need to go get this degree in music education so you have something to fall back on. And then, you know, then do your professional thing. But I think you should take advantage." He didn't say, "I better do it." He make a demand, but he said, "You know, I think my father was my best friend, being the only child. I grew up very close to my parents. My father was my buddy. He helped me get the Hammond B3. Yeah. Your brother know about that. My father helped me get a Hammond B3 when I was second year in college. And I said, "Well, okay, I'll go ahead and get this degree in music education." And boy, that was one of the best moves I ever made in my life. So I went to Howard, got my degree in music education, and I left Howard in 67, taught in the school system on Central Islip for 2 years, and that was the first time I quit teaching. And I went to Europe in 69, and I didn't come back until 79. So, yeah, my parents were very, very instrumental in my career. Thank you, Father.
That's awesome. So, you know, in life, it's sometimes we just don't have a choice because of destiny. And so you were obviously destined to be a teacher. So what do you mean you quit teaching? Because you're I don't know how we should say this. Are you semi-retired or you're unretired? Or how do you explain that?
Well, it's my son and I, we were talking about it yesterday. In my career, let's see if I can keep it like and make it short. I quit teaching in 69. Came back from Europe in 79, 80, 81. I got back into teaching. You know, your degree is steadfast, so that follows you. But sometimes working in school systems, people don't see, don't share your vision, don't share your mythology, don't share your concepts. And there's always some type of
politics,
right? Always the politics involved, and I've always kept the child in the forefront of my decision making and the creative process that I used to be a teacher. So I came out of the professional realm again, went back into teaching 82, 83, somewhere there. I went to teaching at Wine Dance High School. I taught the Wine Dance Memorial High School Marching Warriors, and it was tough kids, but man, we had a great band. And then the politics pushed me out. I quit teaching again, and went to Florida to work with Disney. Had no intentions of ever teaching again. And then when I got down there, Disney had fired all the musicians, me included. So as a backup, I had my music education degree in the system. Then I was the only certified, at that time, the only certified black high school marching band teacher, and I got a substitute position at the largest black high school marching band program in Central Florida. So here I quit in New York and ended up going to Florida, 200 plus, one of the baddest bands in the land from Jones High School, would be the program for Florida A&M. And here God said, "Well, you coming back to teaching, and that was it. So from Florida, I went to Mount Vernon. From Mount Vernon, I went to Uniondale High School band program, and what a ride, what a journey that was. And I stayed there until 2011, so 35 years of teaching, and I retired in 2011, June 2011. I was, I'm walking away from teaching again. That's it. And then this Holy Spirit said, no, that's not it. We got a couple more things for you to do as far as your relationship with our youth. And I ended up coming out of retirement May 2016 to lead, spearhead the music program, the band program at Roosevelt High School, my hometown. And what a blessing and what a joy and what an honor that has been. So I came out of retirement in 2016, and here I am. I'm 40 years later, after trying to quit, I'm still here. So that's nothing but the power of the Lord, power of the Holy Spirit.
Hey, if you find something you love doing, you never have to work, right?
Well, yeah, but we think we know what to do and what we're doing, but All of My Steps, I told you that was one of my favorite songs.
We're gonna talk about that.
I pay attention to. I think I have a very good. I know I have a very good relationship with the Holy Spirit that's within me, and I've learned to maybe argue and to discuss. And on occasion, I have disobeyed, like actually leaving teaching. But I think all of those things were for the better. And I hope I'm not rambling and talking too much, Linda.
Oh, no, listen, we have to. 2 o'clock. It only becomes rambling after 2 o'clock. So you talked to us as we lead up to Order My Steps. You talked about the B3, and the B3 is very important to the African American religious experience. So tell us a little bit about that B3.
Well, my Hammond B3 experience, which is interesting, really wasn't gospel related at first. I was Jimmy Smith and those guys, man. When I heard Bill Dodd and some of those guys playing the Hammond, I said, man, I lost my mind. And a true story, well, I'll try to make it short. I had a very bad accident with my eyes when I was younger. And my grandmother was a preacher. Doctor said that by the time I get to, this happened when I was 8 or 9, by the time I, in my teenage years, I would probably be blind, and my grandmother didn't want to hear it. So she took me to an old-time, old-fashioned religious revival with the tent. And my left eye was bandaged, and was a young man playing the Hammond organ, not much older than me, and he started playing, and pastor put his head on my hand and said, heal. I saw a flash of light, and the Hammond B3 was playing, and I've been connected to the Hammond at the hip for years. I took a Hammond to Europe with me, and that was a journey, putting a Hammond B, all you Hammond musician players know, putting a Hammond with two Leslies on an airplane, taking it to Paris was a journey. Now you put the organ in your pocket. But
you had to do that yourself?
Well, I had a band and had roadies and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah,
okay,
initially
right.
we took it. But so my gospel music career was a whole other thing. But by the time I put myself back into that, playing for churches and things, I was ready. That Hammond connects you. It can't be that Hammond click that Leslie switch and the choir and the church pick up and start dancing.
Wow. So that's a marvelous testimony about the Hammond B3, and certainly how you had a miraculous healing as well. And people really don't know, as we say it as a cliche, that you see my glory, but you don't know my story. And certainly many people don't know all the challenges that individuals face in life you know, physically, naturally, spiritually, supernaturally. So much goes on to make us who we are. And and you know, it certainly you've obviously passed a lot of tests to get to this place in life, and you know, you've been around the world. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but we're going to talk about, we're going to listen to this, just a few minutes of Order My Steps. And so it is obviously obvious that God has ordered your steps, you know, all time. And you said this is one of your favorite songs. You want to tell us a little bit about that being your favorite?
Well, when I was teaching in Mount Vernon, the music teacher, chorus teacher, and he was also a minister of music at a big church in Mount Vernon. He passed away, Mr. Charlie Hopcock, rest in peace. And he would always go to the black music workshops and bring back tons of music to that. But at that time, I wasn't in music ministry. And so this had to be around 93, maybe 94, 95, somewhere in there, because I left Mount Vernon in 96. So somewhere in that time span. And I had become involved in the music ministry at Memorial Presbyterian Church right around the corner from my home. And he came back one year with about 15 or 20 songs that were presented at the convention, and he was just ecstatic. And in that pile of music, there was quite a few songs that I used, but we were messing around on the piano, and he said, "Man, this is my favorite, man. All of My Steps." It hadn't reached notoriety like it is now, but we played that and messed around and sang a little bit. So that was one of the first songs that I had in my arsenal when I became involved in the music ministry at Memorial Presbyterian Church. And I had people and friends come up to me and said that the choir's presentation of that song changed their life and helped them focus on their spirituality, and it definitely changed my perception of my relationship with my Holy Spirit. So it has a real deep meaning, and it's been in my life for a long time. So,
okay.
All of My Steps.
All right. This is Gospel Music Workshop of America, the Women. Order My Steps. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Yeah.
Our number in studio, we want you to give Mr. Frank Abel a shout out. So call us 619-924-0800, and we'll be taking calls after this. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
sir.
Once again, you're listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and our special guest today, Mr. Frank Abel, great musician, band director, choir director, just a very gifted and talented and unique individual. And certainly Mr. Abel is not only an educator, but he's one of those teachers that he's just a part of everybody's family. And so, you know, he comes to the barbecue, he comes to wherever and whatever. And certainly we know that if he needs to, his band will come and he'll tell you how you can get in contact with him. You know, right now everybody is social distancing, but certainly when you are having an event, we certainly want you to invite him to your event with his band. And certainly if he doesn't have one at the time, he can put one together. Amen. because he's just that type of person. You know, we talked about several things, and we talked about your religious experiences. And, you know, you've played for a lot of different churches, I'm sure, over the course of your career. And what is something you have taken away from all the different churches that you have played for, and perhaps different denominations? You know, what have you taken away from that about God and about music?
That could be a loaded question. I don't think, Reverend, that I took away as much as I learned to give. Pay attention to not only the personalities, but the personal trials and tribulations choir members were going through and how it would affect their singing and their temperament when they were in rehearsals. The same, I think I used the same technique with my children in the band room. I've become, even though there are 100 people or 40 people in this choir or 200 children in this band, I have been blessed with the ability to personalize and specialize with each individual. Maybe I might not know your name and call you, say, yo, my man, or hey, honey, or hey, good looking, or Sister Jones, or young man, one of my favorite singers, who never really thought he could sing. And one day I was scheduled to do a solo, and I pretended I was going to have, I pretended I had laryngitis. And I know he always wanted to sing the song, so I said, hey, I can't sing the song. Hey, you got to sing. Brother Abel, I can't. I said, oh man, you gotta do it. Kill it. The church down. He tore the church up. So,
all right.
I don't know. You know, when you say take away, I guess we can use the term take away. But I think more is that I had
an
opportunity over the year to look within myself to become a better teacher, and just by paying attention and trying to specialize, personalize. As the Holy Spirit does with each one of us. God is good because we all have a personal relationship. And I think being in church and doing music ministry, and I taught gospel choir in the Catholic Church. Most people didn't even hear of it back then. And
right.
Even though it was a small number of people, I was able to, three Catholic churches with the African-American contingent in these churches, and put a choir together. And then, so this Sunday, all three choirs would get together. We would perform at one church and then do the round robin with the gospel choirs. And man, that was just truly a blessing to see the change, not only in the churches that we were singing, but the change within ourselves that we were able to
unite.
And as always, you know, music is the common denominator. Powerful,
you're right. You're right. And we have a caller. I want to take this caller. Don't want to cut you off.
Somebody that likes it.
Well, if not, we'll put them on mute. God bless you, caller.
Hey, I just want to give a shout out to Mr. Abel. This is Michael D. Smith Jr. Just want to say I love you, Mr. Abel. Thank you so much for all that you poured into me while I was in high school. A lot of the principles that you taught me I still hold today. I always mention you to people, especially when I'm doing long distance traveling. I don't travel unless I have a shirt and tie on. So if I'm in some little hick town and they see a big black man, they're a little less intimidated because I got my tie on.
I'm honored by your words.
God bless you, Elder Michael Smith. Thank you, Elder Smith, for sharing with us this afternoon. And that leads me to a next area. You know, we talked about music and everything like that, but also you are a positive black African-American male role model in the education system. And you've been several places in several districts. And so as Elder Smith just said, you know, I believe the first year that I was at Uniondale, I think it was probably your first year too, we went to Canada, to Quebec, or Quebec, as they say up there. And that was one of the it's Quebec, right? Did I say it right?
Yeah. Oh, some say Quebec, but Quebec, yeah.
Okay, all right. So we went to Canada, and we were told, this is what we were told, listen, shirt as African-American male shirt and tie. The young ladies, listen, you know, no, you can't have your hair in a scarf. The girls were a little more resistant than the males, I must say. But
yeah.
But anyway, Mr. Abel taught students to dress for success. And so, you know, so much is going on with black men right now. What is your message as an educator to our young people?
Well, it seems that this social media, a lot of times it's very negative, negative connotations, negative results, negative input, negative output. But when you look for the last week or so since the Floyd assassination, the youth, the young people, black, white, Spanish, I'm looking at these pictures of the protests and the marches, absolutely phenomenal. The enormous numbers of people, and it just shows you what a wonderful world it could be. Suppose all of that was just for something, you know, besides protesting injustice. Suppose that was rallies to honor the justice system, to honor police, to honor people. What I can say and what I've done is pales in comparison to what I see the youth doing on their own. Some of the young people that are organizing some of these rallies, you see teenage girls in this city, you see white youth or white college students in this city organizing these rallies. I tell you what might be a little sidebar. What's sad is...
Go ahead, help yourself.
Because of the virus now. See, with all of this energy now, with this youth and empowerment that they're feeling, being able to change the course of history, I'm sad that I can't have my 200 kids in the band room in September so we can put that energy into some music and put that energy into building a better school, put that energy into taking our Roosevelt School to the top of the education ladder, to the top of the music ladder. That's a little selfish, but man, I wish the virus wasn't here so we could ride off some of this energy and put it in the band room, in the choir room, in the orchestra room. I can only envision the impact of the music and the spirituality now that would be stirred up with the young people who are recognizing that they are equal, that they are they have more in common when they are united and push out this old hatred and the old racism ways. Push all that out and become more spiritually connected. Man, can you imagine the bands that would come out of this stuff with all of these young people putting that energy into the music and singing and playing, woo, dancing, woo. Sorry.
Yeah, you're right. Certainly, this is we are living in challenging times, and Sure. I'm sure as an educator and as a person that is dedicated and committed as you are, because, you know, your school day doesn't end at 2:45. And we know that. Listen, Mr. Abel has band camp going on. He has he directs the drama, the plays, and, you know, he phenomenal performances that are, you know, ready for Broadway. And then he brings the best out of his students. And I'm going to just put a little bit of this in this, because we played everything in marching band, concert band. Let's see, I didn't do jazz band, but there's jazz band and, you know, competition music. And certainly he has a diversity, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and this, that, and the other. So I'm going to take a break, and we have about 10 minutes left. And so I'm going to give our callers an opportunity. Just call in 619-924-0800 and give us a shout-out, if you will, before we wrap up. This is a little bit of the band music.
Music is a world within itself. With a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity.
To put a little bit of the band stuff in there.
Yeah, outstanding. All right. good choice. Outstanding.
You talked about the people moving and music and dancing, so it's a little bit of Sir Duke. Those of you that don't know, that's Stevie Wonder. So what types of music, all right, I have two questions, and then we're going to wrap it up. What types of music do you present to your bands?
Well, I try to, when you say what types, style of music?
Yes.
I think the cornerstone of my teaching career is that I push my principal point in my curriculum is reading.
All
right. Like, if you know your alphabet and you learn to read, then you can expand your horizons by just picking up a book.
And you said play what you read, not what you hear.
Right, and you can attest to that. The programs that when we start out in our initial relationship with the programs, I won't say there was a pushback, but we have to read. Once that is instilled in the students in my program, then you can play all types of music. It doesn't matter. You can play John Philip Sousa, like you said, we used to do Earth, Wind, and Fire. We would do Beethoven. You could do movie music. It didn't matter.
California Love.
it didn't matter what the music was, because as long as you are able to read the music, improve your technique to go along with your reading ability, you will be a successful musician. And I pride myself on, over the years, once again, tapping into my internal voice. And I go into a room with a group of children who are strangers, and we play. I can assess, calculate, plot, pick the song that will touch their spirit, move their spirit, inspire them to practice, inspire them to read, and then after a while they're not even paying attention to what the style of the music is, because the sound it moves the spirituality and connects the flute player in the front to the bass drummer in the back, and you know it grows. You start off with When I started off in Roosevelt 4 years ago, there were 40 kids in the room, and one band period, and You know, they, you know, okay, I guess I go to band. And then, you know, here in September, I had 140 kids registered for class. So I think most teachers must learn to figure out who they are and really look within who they are and then be able to calculate and plot how to make sure everybody is inclusive, everybody feels what the music is, what it means. And I find that if you improve the reading level, the retention of what you read, and then respect each other, you're going to have a kick butt band. And that's carried by that philosophy and carried me for has carried me through 40 years of teaching. And you know something, Pastor, Reverend, sometimes when I say that, it rolls off my tongue, but I say, dang, 40 years. Wow. Teaching bad butt high school kids. Wow. I can't even calculate how many parades, how many miles I've marched, how many football games we've played.
Wow.
Right. But
that's something to think about. How many miles have you marched? How many football fields? How many miles on the plane, on the bus,
whatever?
Yeah, yeah. And so that's why
God is good. I say He's ordered my steps. I paid attention, and here we stand today on this wonderful radio broadcast. I'm so honored, man. I'm so honored.
And we are honored as well. And so. And time really went by, and certainly we'll have to have you back again when time permits. As we come to the close of the hour, we want everyone to know that you can log on immediately following this, and you can hear the show in its entirety. If perhaps you missed some nuggets on teaching, on being a student, on being in relationship with God, listening to the Holy Spirit, which seemed to be a general theme on today, what I was able to gain from that, always follow the leading of God's Spirit. Certainly God will not lead you wrong. And we all, sometimes we go astray, we miss the mark, but certainly the Spirit, if we follow the Spirit, God will lead us in that direction. I do have one more question I just want to ask. 10 years in Europe, what was that like? We have 6 minutes.
Well, we had a band called Soul Congress, and the Soul Congress was a conglomerate of two different bands, Frank Abel and the Vanguards, and then Bobby Boyd. He had a band, and we kind of both bands were kind of on the outs with each other. And then so Bobby and I and the guys in my group, we formed a band called the Soul Congress, and we were playing at a club in New York City at the time. It was called the Cheetah, and I think it's SAS. Rental recording rehearsal studio now. Anyway, a promoter came in. We were a house band, and I was teaching in Central Islip at the time, teaching eighth grade chorus. But at night, we were playing in the city at the Cheetah, and a promoter from Europe came in and said, heard the band, and said, I'd like to buy you guys to the French Riviera, Saint-Tropez, for a 6-month gig. And I had given I kept my word with my parents for the 2 years of teaching, and I said, okay, this is it. The Holy Spirit saying, okay, you honored your father, you honored your mother, you got your degree, and we all agreed to go. And summer of 69, we went to Europe, south of France, in Saint-Tropez, and if folks want to Google it, you'll understand why we lost our minds. And it was a 6-month gig, and we stayed 9 years, almost 10 years.
Wow. So that's awesome that God has allowed you to travel around the world. Do you have anyone you want to shout out today before we do our closing?
You want me to shout out?
Yes. Who would you like to shout out today?
Well, most of you are grown men and women now, but to all my students, from my wine dance family, my Orlando Jones High School family, my friends in Paris and Europe, to all of those, and Uniondale
you strong.
Roosevelt, and anyone in my choirs that we have crossed paths with my teaching and you helping me be a better teacher and teach me how to teach and how to be a better educator, I say God bless you in this time of turmoil and keep you safe, and you and your loved ones. And my favorite phrase is honored by your words and your love, and I'm blessed to witness. Amen.
Amen. Well, once again, we thank you, Mr. Abel, for joining Global Gospel on this Saturday afternoon. And we are going to have to do part two because I don't think we can contain 40 years of education and experience into 60 minutes. But we did the best that we could for today.
I'm so happy, man. If you could see my face, man, the smile is from ear to ear. Matter of fact, it's at the top of the ear to the other side. So Yes, sir.
We're bad. Band, are you bad? Yeah. So we thank you.
What time is it? It's showtime.
It's showtime. I did post that today. It's showtime. So we thank you all for joining in to Showtime. We want you to remember we're here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Mr. Frank Abel from Roosevelt. Well, he's from everywhere, but we thank God for him sharing with us on today. As we close, Jay Moss has a song that says, we must praise, and we're going to conclude with that on today. We're going to close out in prayer. Mr. Abel, are you praying or I'm praying?
Well, it's your show. I think you should pray. I can pray. I might talk too long, but I think you should pray. I would be honored if you pray.
All right. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you today for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for how you have allowed Mr. Frank Abel to share with the world on today his God-given talents and his calling. We thank you for his message of love, of music, of God's healing, of his grace, and of following the Holy Spirit. We ask that you continue to bless him. Bless all the lives that he touched. Continue to give him favor. God bless everyone that's listening today. Touch, heal, deliver, save, set free. Encourage those in the midst of the crisis that we face around the world. And continue to bless us and we shall be blessed. Keep us and we shall be kept. Cover us with your blood. This is our prayer in the name of the Father and the Son and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. Thank you, Mr. Abel.
We
must pray.
Thank you.
Pray. Oh, people of the Lord,
and the people of God, let's hear.
Oh, let his praises ring.
Let it ring with
hallelujah.
Love and truth.
My Lord. If I were an eagle, I would use my wings. Ooh, since I'm a believer, I use everything. Come on, real big.
Make a joyful noise.